Blog Talk Radio.
Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet. Be enough, velvet.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome. Welcome to the Venus in Velvet Radio Show. My name is Tore, and I am here to be here for you tonight because that's what I do all day. I am here to be of service for those who are in need. So tonight's topic is, who will you run to? Sometimes when we're faced with devastation or confusion, tragedy, or just a big old question mark over our head. It never ceases to amaze me how much people will run to their best friend, family, myself. And tonight I'm going to share with you something I feel is pretty important because it's not always one source that gives us the information here on this earthly plane. The source that I'm talking about is your higher self, your higher connection, and how we choose to listen to our higher self before we pick up that phone to call our best friend or our family members, coworkers, etc. We need to learn how to tune into our own vibration. And I could say our own spiritual vibration, but honestly, it's just listening to your higher self. So I don't know how many of you take the time to meditate, to listen carefully to what feels good and what does not. So that's what I'm talking about tonight. I'm going to share some tips and techniques with you, and even who to call on for rescue and for remedy and so on in a higher realm. Because we all can do that. It doesn't just have to be a psychic to touch in with these other realms. We are all very, very capable. All we have to do is be open and listen. Where are we in September? Oh my gosh, it's flying. The fall equinox, etc. We just had Lord Ganesha's birthday, for those of you who celebrate the Hindu faith. So we got a little bit of September left, and we are into October, which is so much about the fall. Everyone I see is getting very excited about turning their homes into Halloween or into fall decorations. And it's funny, my mother's no exception. I went over to the house yesterday, and she had her fall tablecloth out and her fall centerpiece fruit, and she had fall written all over, like on this little muslin banner and with leaves on it and such. It was beautiful. It's sort of like, if it can't be true fall here in Central Florida, we can have fall in our minds and in our heart. So if you're listening to the show for the first time, I welcome you. And if you'd like to call in with a question, the number here is 646-727-2585. Okay. And I have a caller, all right, in the 617. All right, let me see. Punch in here.
Hello.
Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I am well. Thank you. Who am I speaking with?
Who are you speaking to? Keita.
Keita, thank you for calling into the show tonight. How can I be of service for you?
I just wanted to see what you pick up, if there's anything that I need to know, just kind of what you pick up.
Okay, Keita, do you have an area more specifically in mind? So,
yeah, I definitely do.
Okay, so
work.
Thank you. All right. I see stacks and piles all around, okay? So I don't know if you're being bombarded right now or you're, like, trying to whittle down things, but I'm not using cards right now or anything, just kind of going in with your vibration.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep getting a really rumbly, unsettled feeling, though. So what would you like to ask about work exactly?
So I basically want to know, do you see me either landing a new job or finally getting my own company off the ground?
Well, I know you're overwhelmed where you are or over it.
Yeah.
Because everything in my center chakra, my instinct chakra, is rumbling like aggravation. So
yes. Yes.
Okay, so let me go in and channel a little higher up into if this is new job for yourself or starting your own work. First thing my spirit guide says to me, to you, is for you, there is a new employment situation for you,
mm-hmm.
Okay, but it's still giving you opportunity to channel in your ideas for your own thing. It's just you don't want to start anything right now anyway. We're in Mercury retrograde, not a good time. Or any time that the moon is void, of course, VOC on any calendar. But right now, I feel like within about 3 weeks' time, they're saying that there is a new jump for you.
Okay.
And that would be excellent. We would actually be out of Mercury retrograde by then. But I definitely could see all this stuff piling up around you and like, I'm done here. I'm really done. So mentally, you've kind of checked out. I don't feel like you'll be there much longer.
Yeah, I have checked out.
Keita, I got to ask you, who do you turn to when you have a thought that you're trying to go and resolve, find the answer? What do you do?
I usually turn within or, you know, I pray, but for the most part, like, if friends, family, no, I don't talk to them about my stuff.
Right. Excellent answer. I love to hear people talk that way because, you know what, sometimes we only have people in our lives for certain things and certain time frames, and we want to enjoy them and not overload them with our troubles. But if they are loved ones, they usually pick up when you're not feeling, you know, your typical self or feeling
that way. Yeah, but
then
they dump their stuff on me about what I should feel. And I need to feel what I'm feeling so I can figure it out.
Okay.
I can't listen to their advice.
I understand that, but, you know, and it's nice that you don't try to do that exchange because obviously it's a heavy exchange for you, so you don't want to involve yourself that level. Awesome. So one of your spirit guides, in fact, is trying to point you in this new direction for this new job. So be ready. Pick up the pace, my dear, because it's coming.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Well, blessings
okay, thank
to you.
You.
Thank you for calling. Have a wonderful
you too.
Night.
Thank
bye-bye.
You.
You're welcome, dear. Okay. That was our wonderful first caller, Keita. Keita. Oh, I thought that was a beautiful name. And so tonight we are asking, who will you run to? Who do you turn to? I loved Keita's answer, turning within and prayer. I also say meditation. Get to know your guides. Get to know your angels or the feeling of the presence of them in your life. I had said to a woman today earlier in session, none of us are above asking for help or guidance from our spiritual helpers. Our angels will come to our need and our aid, our rescue, if we only ask. We open our thoughts up in our heart and we ask for help. And that's just even to turn our head in traffic and say, oh, look at that. I never noticed that before. I need to pull over. Check that out. You know, that's what they're there for. They're there also to help assure us when we're on our path and to protect us when we're not. So we have another call. Caller in the 503. Okay. Hello, caller. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you. My question, this is Barbara.
Barbara, thank you for calling the show.
Oh, thank you. My question is about relationships. I'm wondering if you can just kind of look into anything that might be fabulous in the future.
I keep seeing the daisy of he loves me, he loves me not around you right now. And like questioning someone who you think about and you think, is this a good option for me? Is this, you know, pull to my heart that is you know, reciprocated. So I'm going to go within a little higher for you, okay?
Okay.
Oh, please, Owen, say your name one more time, please.
Barbara.
Aloud. Thank you. Spirit tells me you are leaving one for another. So leaving behind one thought or one person for another. Your heart, I sort of feel like the heart isn't really in it all the way, you know. I just keep seeing thoughts like twirling the air and question marks around someone you think about. But there's a new person in your path who kind of comes up. I feel like they're like a very smart dresser. They're very well put together. They like their life that way, kind of putting all the pieces together and very, you know, not like a total nitpicking neat freak or anything, but they like things to stay on an even keel. They're not about disarray and drama. And I just feel like they are so different from anyone else that you've been looking at. Right. It's almost like you would just recognize them immediately. My guide says it's an old soul connection.
Okay.
Begins with the letter R. Keeps coming up with the letter R, too.
Okay, so that's somebody I haven't met.
Mm-hmm. Correct, dear.
Okay. Okay. Do you see any timing or guidance around that?
Okay. I keep hearing 3 months. And I had to ask twice to make sure that's what I heard. But they said, you get organized, you get ready, and just prepare your mind to, I have to say, prepare your mind to be blown away. But it's sort of like that. It's prepare for something completely different and much better than where you've been looking.
Okay, great.
Okay, Barbara. Thank you.
Thank
and keep
you.
Your vibes high right now and turn to a higher section of your energy of yourself, always.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. You're welcome. Have a great night, dear. Namaste.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we are going to take a quick commercial break or a little music break, as you will. Come back, talk about the calendar, talk more about how to be in touch and in tune to a higher vibration of who you turn to, who you may run to, and not what you run to. Because addiction is never an answer to resolving any issues of repetitive nature. And saying, like, why did I get myself into this again? We're going to learn how to cut those cords and disassemble those thoughts. We come right back. Stick around. Okay, we're back. I was trying to hit the back to our show button, but it would not let me. Alrighty. Back to business here. Pull up my microphone. Back to business here. And I hope that if you're just tuning in for the first time, that you're listening to this show with an insight, a new insight perhaps, of how you find the answers to the questions that you need. Of course, a sounding board is always good. As our first caller mentioned, she doesn't like to use her family, and probably a good reason. She knows that dump out gets dumped back. It's called energy. Energy. We're all made of energy. And when you send it out, you get it back. So she already knows. Tune within your higher self, pray, meditate, etc. How about this? How about the connection to your spirit guides? Okay. Your spirit guides have been assigned to you at birth, usually, and interchange, except for your master guide, usually, within moments and shifts in your lifetime. Touch with your spirit guides. You also have a guardian, and that's not a guardian angel. That's different. This guardian is usually somebody connected to you by family, by blood, that has passed, and that is assigned to you as well to watch over you. I just know that so many of you out there are connected to people that maybe you don't know them, and they're in the spirit world, but and in a higher plane. But, you know, you have to just believe that they are here for you, watching over you, with the highest of intentions. I had a lady today who presented me an object, and her object, I did not wish to touch it because I knew immediately that this was sent to her, given to her. She said, it simply appeared, but I don't know who sent it or where it came from exactly. And immediately I knew it was, if you've heard the expression, pennies from heaven. Well, this was a coin, but it wasn't any coin, just any particular, any typical coin, I should say. It was a coin gifted to her from her mother-in-law in the spirit world, who she adored and had a wonderful relationship with. And she said her husband was an only child, so basically she became the daughter that her mother-in-law never had. And it was a very strong connection. And as much as we tuned in with other family as well, that she knew immediately when I mentioned certain things that she would have people do to come in her house. Like, take off your shoes, take off your shoes. She was adamant about this. And she explained to me how clear it was. So I want you to know they do keep an eye on us. They do watch over us. And she sent her a little blessing from, if you want to say from heaven, yes. I sent her a blessing, a message from the higher side of life. And I really like that expression, the higher side of life, because it puts things in perspective. Okay, when we leave this earthly plane, this physical body, this physical plane, we are going somewhere greater, higher, hopefully. If we do all our work and we say we earn good karma points, we burn off the karma that we don't need, the negative karma, all is cleared, though, when we release ourselves from this flesh. So we do know this, that we can be in tune with those people just by looking for signs. They give us a sign. You can speak to them, you know. You can't, maybe you can't hear them exactly as you wish, but somehow they get their message across. Sometimes you do hear rapping sounds on the ceiling or the wall. That's spirit rapping. That's their way of connecting. Lights flickering. One of my good friends, when her mother passed, she would sit down to watch the news, and inevitably the channel would change. And I laughed. I said, well, what does it change to? She goes, her news station. Her? My mother's. And she was in the house that her mother lived in. And she said, yes, she didn't like my news station. She preferred her own. So they do have a way of connecting in, some stronger than others. And with this special coin, it was the guardian angel. And I thought, wow, that's so beautiful. Because I keep one with me. And it was given to me by someone who's now in spirit. And that's how I just, you know, I think of them. So when you have these concerns, these issues, ask for help, even on the higher side of life, from your loved ones, from the people who love you, who loved you here and love you there. Still, they will help you find resolution. They will let it be known. It's a test, and it's, are you listening? That's the big thing. Like that show Frasier, where he would always come on and say, I'm listening. It's up to us to listen now. Okay? All right. So just a quick rundown of the calendar of events, because we are midway through September into the fall equinox. See, other than being at the Casadega Hotel, I am one more time at Luna Sol Esoterica, and I also get to visit with my local courthouse on Monday for jury duty selection. So, not that I'm not a proud citizen of the United States, natural, and proud to exercise my rights, voter rights, and my ability to serve as well, spiritually as well as, you know, as a patriot and a citizen. So hopefully that won't take too long, and then I'll be back to you all Wednesday at Luna Sol Esoterica, the last Wednesday of this month, just because I was not here two Mondays ago. So I had to bump my Wednesdays. But next month, of course, is the Witch's Ball. The Witch's Ball. If you haven't gotten your tickets, get them now. Go to Luna Sol Esoterica in Sanford, or My Cauldron in DeLand, Florida, or VenusInVelvet.com, which is my radio show. It is my radio show, Venus in Velvet. VenusInVelvet.com, my website. And if you're on Facebook, you can like me on Venus in Velvet there. So how about that? I also have a tea leaf class that happens the second Saturday of every month at the Casadega Hotel. And this month it will also be at Luna Sol Esoterica on the second Sunday. So look out. I mean business. Not sure really yet if I'm able to do Universal Studios this year at Halloween Horror Nights. Our dear friend Connie Gold, who is the founder of Star Souls, had passed a spirit last month, and it's just a little different for me. The experience is just, I'm sure they're in capable hands. She left the company to capable people, but emotionally, spiritually, I'm just clearing all that from myself, because I've known her for 14, almost 15 years of my life and my spiritual walk. So she is who I turn to many times as a spiritual mentor and ask questions when the Ascended Masters came. Who are these Ascended Masters? What do they want? And she said, oh, that's a good thing. And I said, okay. And it was like the instant calming of that is somebody who I turned to, ran to. And also when I had the big C, she was a sounding board and a comforter for me. So I thank you, Kane, wherever you are now, in your spiritual travels, and that I hope you're still helping people. So now we got one more call to take. Let's see. Also, if you'd like a private session, if you can't be where I am, you can always just, you know, email me, contact me, info@venusinvelvet.com, and we can have a phone session. So there. So I'm going to take this last caller. It looks like a Skype call. Tuning in. Okay. Let's work with it. Here we go. Hi. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're so welcome. Who am I speaking with?
Yeah, this is Gigi.
Gigi, thank you for calling. How could I be of service?
Well, I thought I'd call in to ask any guidance that you have around relationships.
Okay. Are we concerned about how to deal with one, how to have one, how to get one?
Right. No, I think about a new relationship coming in. I feel something.
Okay. Say your name aloud one more time for spirit, please.
Okay. It's Gigi.
Thank you.
Sure.
Okay. Let me see. First thing that I'm hearing, spirit says you're coming into your own. You've kind of knocked off a lot of old thoughts, old thinking, and like you've shed a skin. So you are preparing for this shift. I do feel around the holidays, right after the holidays especially, it seems like such a happier time for your heart, okay? It's like you're reconnecting your heart to what it means to share it, really truly share it again. The way they say this is sort of like Valentine's Day will not disappoint, okay? So I do know in February you are, at that time, you are in connection with someone new. I wouldn't be surprised, though, if it, this of course it appeared in a month or two possibly before that, because I feel like in February you're already like sort of feeling that little bliss connection. And but it hasn't been like a lot of dating. It had been like, you know, X amount of dates, and here's February. So, you know, Spirit just kind of puts it out there like that. But they're also saying, you know, think and listen before we react or speak. Because what they're trying to convey to you, maybe it sounds a little off at first, but it's not off. I think they're just being colorful with their words, and they're trying to find a good way to describe something. Okay? But don't get totally put off by that. Okay?
Put off by
the way that they're trying to say something. This new person. Yes. Because I think they're a little nervous. That's what it is. And they're just trying to find a humorous, colorful way to talk, like broach this one subject. But it's like, oh, how do I get there? Maybe I'll tell a funny story, an anecdote or something. But I kind of feel like they're trying to figure out the best possible way to broach that subject matter.
A little more on the personal
side, on the very personal side.
Oh, I see.
Okay, dear?
Well,
yeah.
Yeah, I received a message from a woman, actually, from an online dating service who went on to say that she's going to be getting off the service soon, but a friend of hers happened to look at her computer as he was there at her home and saw my profile, and he wants to connect me with him. So I've never had anything like that happen.
Right. Okay. Now, of course, as in all online connections, we know we must be careful about that kind of communication.
Right.
Okay.
So that's why I was wondering, will this person come by way of that kind of situation or in person?
One moment, let me tune in higher. My guide says in person.
Okay,
so just, you know, if they're going to send you information about her friend, let that be the case, but do not offer up any at this time.
Oh, no.
Absolutely.
No.
Okay, right. But it's going to be more of an in-person connection, an impromptu, my guide says.
Right.
Just, yeah.
I keep getting that too, like a surprise type of thing.
Wonderful. Okay. So you're tuning into your higher self, and I appreciate that, and that you're called in tonight with that insight as well. So thank you, Gigi.
Thank you, Dory. You're welcome.
Good luck to you. Thank you. Have a wonderful night, dear.
Yes. Blessings to you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Namaste. Okay, so we're just about out of time, and I thank you all for tuning in tonight. And just remember, I am a phone call away. I'm a message board away. So please take care of yourself. Listen to your higher self. Turn upward, inward. Tune into your helpers. And don't be afraid to write things down to get a feeling of how you're hearing and feeling things. I look forward to talking to you all again and being of service in that way for you all. Blessings to you. Have a wonderful and blessed night. Namaste.